Welcome to Wellness Your Way. I'm your host, Megan Lyons, and I've helped thousands of people find their own way to wellness. Wellness Your Way is an extension of that work, aimed to help you find your unique path to feeling your very best. Each week, we'll go through tactical strategies you can use to improve your health, happiness, and quality of life. So grab a mug of tea or lace up your walking shoes. We're about to dive in.
Welcome back to episode 172 of Wellness Your Way. As usual, I'm so excited to have you here. We are into February of 2024. Believe it or not, it's crazy to think. And I know at least around here, a lot of sicknesses are going around. That's the most common thing I'm hearing these days, that some virus, some cold, some flu, some something. Everyone's being beaten down by all of these kinds of things. So as an offer that's unrelated to this podcast episode, if you send me a DM with the word immune, I will send you my 7 strategies to support your immune health. I've been having fun with this game. We did this a couple episodes ago, and so many of you DM'd me whatever word I said back then. It's a great way to get you information that hopefully is helpful. So you can DM me immune for my 7 strategies to support immune health. But that's not what we're talking about today. We are talking about 2 really important topics. The first one is a food group linked to increased incidence of mouth, throat, and esophagus cancer. And then 4 powerful ways to increase your energy. I am so excited to share this information with you. So let's go ahead and dive in. In health news you can use, there's a new study linking the consumption of ultra-processed foods to increased incidence of mouth, throat, and esophageal cancer. This is a study of 450,111 adults who were followed for approximately 14 years. Now, let's talk about the findings because there's an interesting twist in here. It's probably no surprise to Wellness Your Way listeners that ultra-processed foods increase the incidence of many cancers. But first, let's define ultra-processed foods the way they defined it in this study. Ultra-processed foods are, quote, industrial formulations manufactured in a complex way using ingredients not usually found in kitchens, end quote. And they gave the examples of maltodextrin, hydrogenated oils, modified starches, and also cosmetic additives. Cosmetic sounds like makeup, but the way they defined cosmetic additives were emulsifiers, flavorings, colorants, artificial sweeteners. So anything with hydrogenated oils, artificial sweeteners, chemical soup on the ingredient list, this is how they defined ultra-processed food. And they gave examples of soft drinks, sweet or savory packaged snacks, confectionery, packaged breads and buns, reconstituted meat products, and pre-prepared frozen or shelf-stable dishes. All right, so that's their definition of ultra-processed foods. Now, let's go over again their finding. They found that eating just 10% more ultra-processed foods, those who ate 10% more, had an association, or those who ate more, those who ate 10% more had a 23% higher risk of head and neck cancer and a 24% higher risk of esophageal adenocarcinoma. So basically, if we just increase our ultra-processed food by 10%, we have almost a quarter higher risk of some of these cancers, which is pretty dramatic. And here's the twist. They hypothesized that this was because of the increased obesity or adiposity, excess body fat, that comes from eating ultra-processed food. And what they found as they parsed through the data was that increased body fat only explained a very small fraction of the statistical association between ultra-processed foods and the risk of these cancers, which is really interesting because we tend to think as a society that if someone's eating ultra-processed food but isn't overweight, they're in the clear. And this study says that's wrong. Regardless of your weight, if you're eating ultra-processed food, you have higher risk. Now, of course, like any of these studies, this does not mean, oh my gosh, I ate a donut once or I had that soda, you know, last month or whatever. It definitely does not mean that. This is a significantly increased and regular consumption of ultra-processed food. So if it's not just obesity and adiposity or body fat, what do they think caused this? This is conjecture, but the researchers assumed or proposed that it's the additives like the emulsifiers and the artificial sweeteners that have already been associated with increased disease risk. And or maybe it's the contaminants from the food processing or the manufacturing, something like that, that even if it didn't have a direct result on the person's body weight, it could still explain the link between ultra-processed foods and these cancers. So bottom line, eat more whole foods, nourish your body so well, do your best to choose whole foods over packaged foods, and so many aspects of your health will get healthier. All right, it's time for the veggies of the matter. And I already said that many of my clients these days are coming in for immune issues or are telling me they're having sicknesses. But this issue that we're talking about today is not just this time of year. This is constantly something that I hear. Most of my clients come to me for digestive issues or body composition goals like weight loss or chronic disease prevention or management. Maybe they've gotten a lab result that was out of range, or they want to just take a look under the hood and see what's going on in their bodies. But as I start going through my intake process, I almost always uncover the symptom of low energy. It's so common that most people don't even mention it to me until I ask, because they just think this is like how adults are. Let me tell you though, it's not. You do not have to deal with low energy all the time. You can have energy to get through your day without relying on coffee after coffee after coffee. It's a bit of a detective puzzle for all of us, but unlocking the code to that sustained energy, it goes a little beyond just eating right and exercising. Those are very important too. But for all those of you who are nutrition savvy, which is everyone listening to Wellness Your Way, but you're still yearning for more. You're like, I know there's more energy out there for me. This episode is for you. We're going to talk about four key areas: blood sugar balance, movement outside of exercise, gut health, and hormone balance that are all backed by science and loaded with a bunch of strategies that you can implement to increase your energy. So let's do this. Number one is blood sugar balance. Here's the science behind it. Our energy fluctuations often come from erratic or changing blood sugar levels all throughout the day. When we consume simple sugars or carbohydrates, they cause these big rapid spikes and a surge of insulin, and then we crash down the other side. And this crash leaves us feeling tired and lethargic and irritable. Instead, if we choose more complex carbohydrates rich in fiber and paired with healthy fats and protein, then we get a gradual release of glucose, like a very small hill instead of that super peaky mountain. And this stable energy flow makes sure that your body has a continuous supply of fuel. So how do we do this? How do we stabilize our blood sugar? I've identified three key strategies that we'll discuss today. The first is smarter sugar choices. So just skip those highly refined sugars. If you see high fructose corn syrup on the ingredient list, for example, choose again and choose to get the vast majority of your sugar from fruit and other naturally occurring sources. A little bit outside of that is not going to matter. If you have 2 grams of sugar in your dark chocolate or your otherwise healthy salad dressing or whatever, that's not going to be a huge deal. They do add up. So we do want to watch all those little bits of added sugar during the day. But I'm not saying that for the average person, you have to have zero added sugar. I don't personally in my own diet. But if you're downing a drink with 25 grams of added sugar every afternoon, you will feel it with an energy slump a few hours later. So choose smarter sugar choices. Second strategy here is balanced meals. We want to combine our carbohydrates with protein and healthy fat for optimal nutrient absorption. And if you're a super sleuth, you can eat your carbohydrates last in the meal. Now, I did a whole post all about blood sugar balance. So if you DM me on Instagram at the Lion Share, if you just DM me the word blood sugar, I'll send you all of those strategies for optimal blood sugar balance about avoiding naked carbs, how to balance meals, all of that. But for now, let's go for one more strategy here, which is snack wisely. Having a bunch of little hits of sugar during the day means that you're constantly crashing down the other side. A hit, a crash, a hit, a crash, a hit, a crash. And think about the number of times per day that you put just a little sugary coffee creamer in your coffee and then grab a few little candies or M&Ms from the receptionist desk and then grab a handful only of your kids' goldfish crackers when you're making snack and all of that. It's just a little hit after hit after hit. So choose nourishing, balancing, stabilizing snacks with protein, fat, and fiber, almost like little mini meals. If you're going to snack, make it balanced. That's going to prevent your energy dips. So let's move on to strategy number two, which is stay in motion. The science behind this is as follows. Movement is a catalyst for increased energy. So when we move, which we think that's going to take energy, it actually increases our energy because it improves our circulation. It promotes better oxygenation of our tissues. It releases endorphins, which make us feel good. It's like a natural mood lifter. It also helps with sleep patterns. Regular physical activity, movement throughout the day directly improves quality of sleep. And obviously, if we sleep better, we're going to have more energy. So how do we move throughout the day? If you were watching me on video, you would know that I'm standing right now. I have very often, almost every day, more than 10 Zoom calls in the day. And if I sat there without moving through the day, I would be slumping like crazy. So I alternate sitting for one, standing for one, sitting for one, standing for one all day long. And when I'm standing, like right now, I'm on one leg. I'm often balancing between one leg and the other, rolling my ankles around, generally just moving a little bit more when I'm standing, which does increase our energy. Research even shows that fidgeting or like bouncing your leg up and down through the day, that can help with energy and even metabolism, believe it or not. So that's number one. Number two is enjoy what I call exercise snacks. The morning workout session you're doing is so amazing. Keep doing it. I'm super proud of you, but it's not enough to sustain your energy throughout the day. Instead, we need little bursts of movement, what I call exercise snacks. Just enough. It's not quite a meal. It's not a workout. It's just enough to boost your energy a little bit through the day. So I'll walk up and down the stairs two times, just one flight of stairs between meetings, or take a 5-minute walk around the block or down to the stop sign and back before my next call. Or if you have kids, get down on the floor with your kids and play a little bit, or your dog or your cat or your gerbil or whatever you have. Do a burpee challenge with yourself, maybe. Just set a timer for 1 minute and see how many burpees you can do. Or don't set a timer and see how many you can do without stopping. These little bursts of movement or exercise snacks, they go a long way for your energy. Next tip here is to take walking meetings. Ask your friend or your colleague if they're okay with you taking the phone call while walking. Almost everyone will end up being fine with it. And you might even inspire them to join in. I offer walk and talk sessions to my clients if we don't need to screen share to review labs or other documents, or if it's not a super detailed conversation. And most people who take me up on it find it even more enjoyable. Then they have more energy during the day. Then they have more energy to choose healthier foods, et cetera. So it's a win-win-win. Last tip here is to take a 10-minute family walk after dinner. This is really a blood sugar strategy and an energy strategy, but if we just plop right down on the couch after a big dinner or any meal for that matter, it can be tough on our bodies. So do your best to get in just a teeny bit of movement after. Your digestion, your blood sugar, your sleep, your energy, all of that will improve. The third strategy here is gut health. What does that have to do with energy, you're saying? And the answer is everything. What we commonly refer to as the gut, in quotes, it's actually a big ecosystem of bacteria that influences everything from our mood to our digestion to our immune health. So much is connected to our gut health. And if one more offer today, if you want to DM me the words gut health, I'll send you a bit of information on gut health. So DM me that on Instagram. Now, focusing on foods and lifestyle practices to support the microbiome, that's all of our bacteria in our gut, can actually increase your energy for two reasons. First, those gut bacteria, they help us with nutrient absorption. So not just breaking down the food, which is digestion, but actually absorbing and utilizing those nutrients, the vitamins, minerals, all of that great stuff that we're eating, that gives us energy. But if we don't have enough or the right mix of gut bacteria to absorb the right nutrients, of course we're feeling low on energy. It's like we're eating, but we're not getting the benefit of it. The gut bacteria also support the production of something called short-chain fatty acids, which are an important energy source for the body. So we really want to maintain good gut health. We can do that by including probiotic-rich foods in our diet, like yogurt, kefir, sauerkraut, kimchi, miso, whatever is fermented. Real pickles, for sure, are fermented. These foods give us the good bacteria in our gut and support that healthy microbiome and enhance our body's ability to absorb these nutrients. Now, many people also need a probiotic supplement. This is a bit individual. And I said last time, but since we're on a roll, maybe this will be the last one. Maybe not. I won't promise anymore. But if you DM me the word probiotic, I'll send you a post that I wrote to help you assess whether or not you need a probiotic. Next tip here is to diversify fiber sources for gut nourishment. What does that mean? Consume a variety. Diversify your fiber sources. If you eat 4 servings of broccoli every day, and that's your only vegetable, that's great. That's better than 0 vegetables, but you're not getting a diversity of nutrients that can help strengthen your gut bacteria. So we want a variety of vegetables, fruits, seeds like chia seeds, flax seeds. If you tolerate them, whole grains, legumes, all of this good fibrous stuff that provides your gut bacteria with what it needs. And the diversity fuels the growth of a diverse set of bacteria, which is great. That gives you more resilience and ultimately more energy. And then finally, going back to our health news you can use for today, limit processed foods. These artificial additives, preservatives, all of this found in processed food can negatively influence the gut microbiota, especially the artificial sweeteners really wreak havoc on our gut microbiome. So minimize your intake of these foods. You don't have to reduce anything or eliminate anything altogether, unless, of course, you have some kind of condition, but just minimize your intake to maintain that good, healthy gut bacteria. All right, 4th and last bucket for today is hormone balance. Hormones orchestrate this whole big symphony in our body. And I'm mainly talking here about estrogen and progesterone and testosterone and DHEA and all the other sex hormones, which are directly related to our energy. But also they work in a symphony with insulin, which relates back to blood sugar balance, with ghrelin and leptin, which regulate our hunger and satiety, with cortisol, our stress hormone, with so many other hormones in the body. So it really is this symphony, and the impact of all of it impacts our energy significantly. So focusing on the tips that I'm about to share will help support your hormone balance and thus your energy. And the first is that nutrient-rich diet. It is so huge for balanced hormones. We want to prioritize a diet rich in vitamins, minerals, antioxidants. So colorful fruits and vegetables, fatty fish for those omega-3 fatty acids, lean proteins, these all play a crucial role in supporting hormone balance. We also want to manage stress for hormone balance. chronic stress, because of that brutal cortisol, it does disrupt hormone levels. That leads to fatigue and mood swings and all the things we don't want to deal with. So incorporating whatever stress management practice works for you, whether it's meditation, mindfulness, deep breathing, nature walks, prayer, journaling, anything like that, incorporating that into your daily routine directly supports your hormone balance and your sustained energy. Of course, you know, I'm huge on a morning routine. I find that's one of the best ways to actually get in these practices before life gets in the way. But whatever time you can get it in, that's great. The last tip here for hormone health is to prioritize sleep. Quality sleep is just essential for hormone regulation. There's no way around it. I wish there were. I wish I didn't have to sleep. I could use those extra hours in the day, but it is critical. So having a consistent sleep routine, having a relaxing environment in your bedroom, aiming for that uninterrupted, good quality sleep is so important for optimal hormone function. All right, so we covered the big strategies for increased energy. We went through blood sugar balance, movement throughout the day, gut health, hormone balance. There are some other things that might need to be tailored. So your individual needs might require supplementation based on your lab work or based on your symptoms. You might require personalized lifestyle adjustments based on whatever you're dealing with. And so if you are seeking guidance on functional nutrition to elevate your energy levels, my team are experts on this. We deal with this all the time, and we offer personalized programs that are designed to support your unique wellness journey. So you will not find one-size-fits-all solutions here. If you're interested, please feel free to reach out for more information. You can always head to my website, thelionshare.org, where there's plenty of information and the links to that are in the show notes, or shoot me an email, shoot me a DM, whatever you got to do, get a hold of me. I am happy to share more information about the programs that we have to offer to support your energy and your blood sugar balance and your gut health and your hormone balance and all of that wonderful stuff, because it's all so related as you learned today. So take a deep breath and embrace these changes. Make them your own and watch as you increase your energy naturally. You don't have to settle for this low energy forever. You can do something to improve it, and it starts today. I'm here cheering you on, my friends.
Well, hello there, friend. I hope you enjoyed that episode of Wellness Your Way as much as I enjoyed delivering it to you. I care so much about delivering the best quality information to you through this platform and all the work that I do. And if you're finding what you need right here from this podcast, then great. Share it with a friend, because that really, really helps more people find Wellness Your Way, and then move on. But if you need a little more customization and direction on how to actually take the strategies you learn here and apply them realistically to your life, then I invite you to consider a Lionshare one-to-one program. I've taken my over 10 years of experience, that's over 12,000 direct one-to-one hours with clients just like you, and I've refined my approach to get the best results for people and give you the information you actually need to build sustainable health solutions. I now have a team of amazing people, 4 fantastic women working for me directly, with 2 of them being nutritionists who help me serve you. And we are ready to serve you in 2024. You can snag a free initial consultation just to chat with me about your goals and see if you're the right fit for our programs. Just go to bit.ly/lions-initial-consultation, L-Y-O-N-S, initial consultation, all lowercase, no spaces, bit.ly/lions-initial-consultation. The link is also in the show notes for you to set up that free chat. I can't wait to talk with you soon and make 2024 your year to finally feel your realistic, sustainable, healthiest self. Thanks for listening to another episode of Wellness Your Way with Megan Lyons. I always love connecting with listeners, so be sure to follow me on social media. And don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss brand new episodes each week. If you love Wellness Your Way, please leave us a rating and review. I appreciate it so much. Stay well, and I'll be back next week. The Wellness Your Way podcast is provided for information only and should not be misconstrued as medical advice. Please consult with your physician or otherwise qualified practitioner on any matters regarding your health and well-being or on any opinions expressed within this podcast or the Lion Share website.